You may not be familiar with this exact address. It's just down the road from Turner Field, about a mile or so away from it, in fact. The lot sits empty, as it has for years. 3 miles from downtown, 5 miles from Georgia Tech, and with the Atlanta Beltline about to come in along its back border, you might think this address is a hot property. But actually standing and looking at 352 University Avenue, you might have a different opinion. A sprawling 31-acre wasteland of broken asphalt with weeds growing up through the cracks, the lot looks abandoned, dead, and it has looked this way for years.
Yes, I grew up over here, so I'm 20, turning 21, and this has been this way, I want to say, at least since 18 years ago.
Diamond Wiggins has only vague memories of the trucking companies that operated here until 2004. She lives in Pittsburgh, one of the four neighborhoods surrounding this property. The others are Adair Park, Capitol View, and Capitol View Manor.
It's nice to see someone wanting to do something with it. We need it. Nobody wants to continue to drive past here and see this.
Soon at this spot, people will see 3 20-foot cement sculptures meant to represent the neighborhoods that meet here. Sculptor Fred Ahanoga and two assistants have created the sculptures, denoting the area's rich history and hoped-for future, including the bright promise of the Beltline. Ahanoga's art has been commissioned by organizations like the High Museum of Art and the Atlanta Olympic Games Committee. This art project is a joint effort by the community, Wonder Root, and the Annie E. Casey Foundation, which owns the property. The hope is that it will lead to more neighborhood investment, maybe even a mixed-use development here. So the 3 concrete sculptures? The idea is they're just the beginning. 33-year-old Adair Park resident Randy Gibbs describes his background in art pretty simply.
I'm not a big artist dude, right? Like, I'm not really big into arts. I can appreciate arts, but that's not my thing.
But this art project appealed to him from the moment he heard about it.
My reaction was like, praise the Lord, something's actually going to happen at this site, you know?
Why is that?
Because the site as it is something of a wasteland. Feels like a void.
It wasn't always this way. Southwest Atlanta once comprised a network of thriving communities. Pittsburgh held the distinction as one of Atlanta's oldest, most tightly knit African-American neighborhoods. But since the late 1960s, the area has been more often associated with drugs and crime than with historic legacy. With the 2008 recession, Pittsburgh was one of the hardest hit neighborhoods in the nation. Many of its lots are now populated by paint-peeling abandoned houses. Even so, Gibbs says there's beauty to be found.
And then, oh, by the way, you have these neighborhoods, these beautiful neighborhoods with beautiful homes surrounding it.
Some of them are run down. But Gibbs says it's this essential beauty in the architecture and the residents that inspired him to move to Adair Park in 2011. That's a neighborhood next to Pittsburgh. And it's what has now inspired this non-artist dude to join the art project's advisory board.
If this art project is simply an opportunity to display, you know, the art from our community artists, that would be cool. But I think that doesn't meet the mark. It needs to do more than that. It needs to be a trigger for investment.
But can an art project really bring economic growth to an area so long associated with blight? Gregory Burbage, senior program specialist at the Atlanta Regional Commission's Center for Livable Communities, says it's tough to say for sure. Many public art projects measure their success through purely anecdotal evidence.
They find that people have a more positive image of their own neighborhood. They find their own neighborhoods more walkable. They find their neighborhood safer. They have a better experience of their own community in places where there are public art as opposed to places where there are not public art.
The hope for the art at 352 University is that it will start to change the way people think of these neighborhoods. And this isn't without precedent. Back in 2010, an annual public art extravaganza called Flux Night got its start in the neighborhood of Castleberry Hill. That's been widely credited with improving both the economic climate and the public image there. Or take the 12 art installations placed by Dashboard Co-op in vacant properties around town starting the same year. 11 of those properties now house businesses. Randy Gibbs says he's confident that art can spark the same kind of change in Southwest Atlanta. although he doesn't expect it overnight.
You know, we're not looking for someone to come in on a white horse and serve as a savior. No. But what we are looking for is, I guess, maybe a reason or a motivation or something that we could leverage and, you know, build some momentum towards new development. So I definitely believe that this artwork, or any artwork, right, if done with the convictions of the neighborhood and the communities, can have such an impact.
And Diamond Wiggins, she's actually the youngest member of the Art Projects Advisory Board. What would she like to see at 352 University?
On the property? I actually have not thought about that one. I really haven't.
It's almost kind of hard to look at it and imagine it being something
else. Exactly. You get so used to things that you really, it's hard to picture what it would be. It would be nice to see what they come up with.
Imagining things differently from what they are, that's the challenge this project is posing to all Atlantans. Kate Sweeney, WABE.